Life's Paradoxes. According to Anne Lamott, truth is like a puzzle with contradictory pieces. Just when you crave order, chaos reigns supreme. Lamott suggests that life is a blend of pain and joy, where suffering and happiness coexist. She believes that from life's unavoidable tragedies, like death and destruction, we often find spiritual growth and compassion. Lamott argues that even in our darkest moments, there's still more to live for and learn. Described by People magazine as a mix of memoir, manual, and sermon from the Church of Lamott, her work offers a satisfying escape, revealing beauty in our uncertain world. The New York Times commends Lamott for discussing sensitive topics like God and politics, encouraging readers to find joy despite life's chaos. The Wall Street Journal assures readers that spending time with Lamott's books feels like chatting with a friend, thanks to her warm, lively, and intimate writing style. Discover truths. Anne Lamott suggests that merely being right isn't as fulfilling as it seems. She points out how people often judge the world from their limited perspectives, thinking others are just as they perceive them. But this confidence can quickly deflate. Lamott argues that truly understanding people and situations means recognizing that everyone experiences loneliness, fear, hurt, and confusion. According to Lamott, even though lending a helping hand may not erase pain and tragedy, it's essential to acknowledge that these struggles are real. However, she highlights a paradox. Amidst the awfulness, there's also genuine comfort in the kindness of strangers. You have value. Trying to fill the gaps inside you with people and stuff is like going to a hardware store for bread. Maybe you feel this way because your parents were always busy or stressed when you were young. You might have learned to be helpful to make their lives easier. And maybe you felt like no one understood how you felt, whether you were sad, confused, or just going through a tough time. It's like you learned that your worth came from what you could do for others, not just from being you. You have value as you are. You don't need anything extra to make you valuable because you already are. Your worth isn't tied to what you can do for others. It's already there in your life, in the little things like the water you drink or the beautiful evening light you notice. And when you truly get that, you'll see that everyone else has value too. Empower others by letting go. Lamott insists that finding inner peace is something you've got to tackle on your own. It's not something anyone else can hand to you. She's firm about this. Money, jobs, fame. None of that stuff guarantees happiness. And hey, relying on someone else to fix your problems? Nope, that's not the ticket either. It's a tough truth to swallow, especially when it comes to the people you care about. But Lamott's got a point. You can't force hope or happiness onto someone else. Once you get that, though, it's freeing. It means you're not responsible for fixing everyone else's life. They've got to do that themselves. Discover empathy, overcoming hate. Lamott regrets how much hate is around these days. Some people handle it wisely, but others get caught up in it, finding some twisted satisfaction in feeling hateful. Lamott compares hate to a zombie parasite that takes over your soul. According to Lamott, if you figure out why and how you hate, it can make you respect yourself more. It helps you tap into your ability to understand others, which shows you how alike everyone is, even the person you hate most. Once you stop fixating on hate, you'll realize there's a lot more to enjoy in life. Discover comfort in the face of death. Lamott tells us not to fear death. She says it's not the enemy of life. Facing death head-on helps ease the worry about it. Losing someone is tough, but Lamott suggests looking closely at loss to find what else it brings. According to Lamott, those who have passed away still make their presence known. They do it through small reminders of shared experiences or sudden realizations that they're closer than we think. These signs of connection often happen during ordinary moments. Find support beyond a higher power. Many people find it hard to connect with support groups that emphasize devotion to a higher power. According to Lamott, this sense of a higher power is all about trust, something that can be tough for many struggling with alcoholism. It's also about being playful and opening up to joy. Being part of a group that shares these values can provide that extra boost of hope when you need it most. Explore families. According to Lamott, families are like a big testing ground where we figure out how to love better. Even when we clash with relatives, we start seeing ourselves as part of a team. Lamott admits you might not always get along with everyone in your family, but as time goes on, things can change unexpectedly. Eventually, you might even be grateful for the chance to find humor in all the quirks of human nature that your family brings out. Uncomplicated wisdom. Anne Lamott keeps diving into the same pool, but each time she surfaces with something new. Her books might seem alike at first glance, but they're not. With everyone, she brings fresh insights, showing her deep understanding and care for human imperfections, including her own. Lamott's writing is simple yet profound. She doesn't just dole out advice, she shares her struggles, making her work more than just self-help. She's carved out her own space, blending self-reflection with practical guidance. Anyone feeling lost or battling their inner demons, which is pretty much everyone, will find comfort in Lamott's gentle words. Key points. 1. Life's complexity brings both pain and joy, offering spiritual growth amid tragedy. 2. Recognize everyone's worth beyond their actions. You have inherent value. 3. Inner peace is self-discovered. External factors can't guarantee happiness. 4. Overcome hate by understanding its roots and promoting empathy for others. 5. Death isn't the enemy. It connects us to those we've lost through shared memories. 6. Find support in groups emphasizing trust and joy, not necessarily a higher power. 7. Families serve as a training ground for love, promoting acceptance and humor in imperfections.